stones. Cold, he sees all the hissing leaves, and maybe two. The pair meet there when they please. Cold, the hour to lay on a crooked shore, but still she leaves to wait by the water.
Now wait. swan, behold a dream, the dream is gone. Green fields, a cold rain is falling in a golden dawn. And so the story goes, they wore the clothes, they said the things to make it seem improbable. The will of a lie like the hope it was. And the good men tomorrow had their feet in the wallow, and their heads of brawn were nicer shorn, and how they bought their positions with saccharine and trust. And the world was asleep to our latent fuss. Sang the swell through the streets like the crust of the sun. If you live, brothers, in our winds that bark, flashing teeth of brass, standing tall in the dark. On we would go, hanging out with your 12 men. We were so turned on by your lack of conclusion. I was stolen, he was wild. back so he could scream and still relax. Unbelievable. And we frightened the small children away. And our talk was old and dust would flow through our veins, and lo, it was midnight back at the kitchen door, like the grim face on the cathedral floor. The solid book we wrote cannot be found today. And it was stalking time for the Moon Boys, the Bewley Brothers.
With our backs on the arch, and if the devil may be here, but he can't sing about that. Oh, and we were gone, real cool traitors. We were so turned off. You thought we were fakers.
And now the dress is hung, the ticket pawned, the factor max that proved the fact is melted down, woven on the edging of my pillow. And my brother lays upon the rocks, he could be dead, he could be not, he could be you. He's chameleon, comedian, Corinthian and caricature. Shooting up high in the sky, Bewley Brothers. In the feeble in the bed, Bewley Brothers.
In the blessed and cold, in the crutch hungry dark, was where we played our mark. Kings of oblivion, we were so turned off in the mind war pavilion.
Buy me price and bite me pie, I'm starving for me gravy. Leave my shoes and door unlocked, I might just slip away. Just for the day, hey, please come away. Hey, just for the day, hey, please come away. Hey, please come away. Just for the day, please come away.
Remember, Fred is dead. Remember, Fred is dead. like to hear that, because you know what that means when I have that turned up so loud that it feeds back? It means that I've got it turned up so loud that it feeds back. So that's good. Welcome. This is Bughouse Square, Sweeney Radio. It's not just a radio station. It's a you can come and get it in out of the rain. And there's a lot of that. We're in a proper winter here. We're getting some good rain. So it's raining and it's blowing big time. So, yeah. 21st in Florida in a beautiful Mission where it's always flat and sometimes sunny, but not it now. We're in the throes of winter and it's dark. Man, it's dark when it starts. It's dark when it finishes. And what do we do here? I don't know. I mean, I play records mostly. You know, occasionally people will come in and perform or walk by and contribute something. But I don't know. It's a pretty loose format here. I'm just really excited about music is really what I do here. Let's see. Yeah, I usually like talk about something, but I don't really have like, I don't know. It's like everything I want to talk about sucks. So I don't want to like, I don't want to be like negative guy. Although I am, but I'm struggling with it. So let's, I'm going to work through this, negative stuff, but it's good though that I realize that there is not just that I realize that I realize myself and that I understand what people close to me are saying and realizing that as well. Let's see, let me grab these records so I'll tell you about what we played. That was Santana, Jingo, and this is off of the, this might be their first record. It was in a little rough shape, but I think I got another copy of this somewhere, but I don't think it's in any better shape, frankly, but, there you go. Jingo, that's a good tune. You know what, I got that on, I think a Woodstock record. That's a pretty... I'm going to check out that recording. It looked good in the movie. I don't know what the audio sounds like. I don't want to bring it in if it's really lame because, you know, the standards that I uphold to. Before that was Curtis Mayfield off the Superfly. This is one record that I just may... So I bought some records over the holidays. And I'm talking like I bought like old, new records. So they're starting to... re-release classic records on vinyl. So I got a couple of David Bowie records, A Man Who Sold the World, and I just got Hunky Dory, and just two great records, and they're beautiful. They're like in perfect shape, new, nice press vinyl, and they're affordable. I don't typically spend that kind of money on records, but those are those ones that are like, it's like food, you know? It's like going and getting, a loaf of bread and a dozen eggs, you know? That's like, you know, it's something that you may not need, like, you know, today or tomorrow, but at some point you're gonna need those eggs. Before that was, so Curtis Mayfield, we did, Freddy's Dead. I don't know how it like dropped in those songs, but what can I tell you? Before that, the Bewley Brothers. So Honky Dory is just a fantastic record. If you can devote some time to that record, David Bowie, Honky Dory, listen from start to finish. You know, you don't have to, you know, dedicate that much time of your day. But put it on. It'd be great if you could. If you could just take, all right, it's probably less than an hour to do both sides of that record. And it's fantastic. And now I have a record, so I'm doing great. When my internet craps out and my computer does as well, I'll still have my steam-powered tube amplifier and record player with my David Bowie record. Before that was Pink Floyd, Metal. This is a record I got from, all right, I'm going to try to, Originals Vinyl. And that's a tongue twister for me. Originals Vinyl, they're a record store in San Francisco. So if you're into records, and I know I just started doing things through Discogs, and which is a very cool service too. It's more of a third party, kind of hooks you up with record people, but you don't. It's not just them, you know. They're just a facilitator, you know. So you're running into all kinds on Discogs. But Originals Vinyl are it's a store, and there's like two cats, and they're super into music, and it's a good place to go if you got extra bread and you're like throwing around to buy records. Go there, and they've got just a great selection of music, and they're very knowledgeable, and they are very resourceful as well. So Originals Vinyl, they are on the corner of Folsom. No, Fillmore and Hayes. Fillmore and Hayes. So they're a little bit downhill and towards the bay from the Haight. So they got a beautiful store. They moved from the Mission to there because they got a much bigger space for about the same amount of money and more foot traffic and stuff. So Hayes and Fillmore is Originals Vinyl. Check them out. That's where I got that Pink Floyd record anyway. Before that, this is one record that I got. So I'm like, kind of grew up in Chicago, is where I spent my youth and a young adulthood. And Trip Shakespeare was a band that I used to go see quite a bit. And they were from Minneapolis town, and this was like their second record, I think, Are You Shakespeareanced? So I got myself a copy. It's green vinyl. It's very cool. And that was The Lake, and I just love that song because it's kind of, it has like a fish, you know. You know, it's the fish is part of the formula of working out, you know, a love dilemma. And we opened up with Neil Young, another record that I got. I didn't get this new. I don't think Neil's releasing any of his stuff on vinyl anymore. He's kind of wrapped up into the Pono thing, and he's not a huge vinyl. I don't think he is supporter or whatever. But that's cool. I mean, Neil's out there. You know, I'm a little more old fashioned. But I got Rust Never Sleeps, and this is a record that I have always had this, and I got it. I bought it when it came out, and it's one of those copies that just vanished. You know, I don't know what happened. I'm going to blame someone else. You know, I'm going to say someone fucking stole it from me, man. That's what I'm saying. I could have very well have left it somewhere. But Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Rust Never Sleeps, and that was Powderfinger. And I always loved that song. And then I saw like a list of Neil's like top 50 songs or something. It was a Rolling Stone thing, I believe. And they would go every song. They would do like half a page and, you know, multiple, you know, people inputting on it. Number one, fucking Powderfinger, man. I was like so pleasantly surprised. And it was weird because it's like, it's one of those songs that, oh, you know, people, you know, even if you're into Neil, you know, like Powderfinger, you know, it's not really, but it's a great song. Hey, right? And that's what we opened up with. One other segment that we do here is called Rise from the Basement, and it's no lie. In the basement, you're miles apart. No surprise. Gonna rise from the basement. To be wonderful and get found. We're all talking about the basement sound. Anyway, what it is home recordists, people who record music at their homes. Any style, any genre, any kind of equipment that you use, you know, the simplest to the most extravagant and elaborate. That's cool. So we just solicit people. So what I did this week is I've been kind of reaching out. So we're in the Bay Area here, and I've just been doing San Francisco, you know, East Bay, you know, Peninsula, Marin, Santa Cruz, out beyond Oakland, out in that way. But I wanted to see what, you know, through Craigslist. So I just like put a bunch of stuff out. So I did like Minneapolis and Memphis and Santa Barbara, and we got somewhere in Texas, I think. I don't know. Anyway, at least those. And I got a bunch of stuff response. So I think this next, what I'm going to do here, let me get, all right, so my machine went to sleep. All right, here we go. So this is a contributor, Patrick Farron. Patrick, this is has nothing to do. It's not like you got some like wickedly hard to pronounce name. I just my eyesight is like pretty feeble at this point. So I'm wearing glasses, but I have to get the angle just right. So it's Farron. Patrick Farron from Minneapolis. So I don't know if I'm saying his name. I don't have his address or telephone number or anything, so it's not that bad. I'm not sure that he wants me to, but that's okay. He says that he likes to record music live as it provides the spontaneous inspiration from decades past. And he's attached some songs. So this is Taint Nobody's Business, a classic. Patrick Farron out of, hold on, let me turn this. Out of the Twin Cities area. And let's see. So I'm hoping, this is one of those things where I've got to get, this is uncharted territory for me. This is not. So we're going to try this. And.
You hired a song. And you forgot the save button.
Thank you. feel as though we've met before. Perhaps I am mistaken,
but it's just that I remind you of someone you used to care about. Oh, but that was long ago. Now tell me, do you really think I'd fall for that old line? I was not born just yesterday. Besides, I never talk to strangers in near way.
Well, I ain't a bad guy when you get to know me. I just thought that there ain't no harm.
That's Tom Waits. Never Talk to Strangers. Tom Waits and there's someone else sang with them on that. Oh, and the writing is so tiny. You have to go and look it up to find out who that. I'm so sorry on that one, but some of this is from the Foreign Affairs. Tom Waits. Don't Talk to Strangers. All right, we're going back to the basement. This is free. All right, so there's a layer of things. Frequency Collisions is the name of this, the creators, and they are, Frequency Collisions is a one-man performing and recording project that mixes multiple genres and sounds to create heady, Frequency Collision. This is from the No Amount of Darkness record. And On the Table is the name of this song. Hold on, let me get... Okay, On the Table, here we go. The Frequency Collisions. The dots are spinning, circulating while spinning. Here we go. Thank you. Yeah, that's Cocktail Twins. Hold on, I'm going to grab this record.
I'm grabbing the record as we speak.
So I was fishing through some records at home, and this thing kind of popped out. And it's a Melody Maker-free little record. And it's size of 45, but it's a 33.5 speed. That was Cocktail Twins, Orange Applied. I'm sorry, this is very small writing. Orange Applied, the Cocktail Twins. I like those folks. That was just a mess of a song, huh? Man, they just, it's just, you talk about a wall of sound, man. That is just, we're going to revisit it because there's some stuff from, I don't know that band, The Fall. Let me play a Fall song, maybe. I'm sorry, should I?
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
As the world gets wackier and less predictable in every way, it is more important than ever for us to all remember our roots. We wouldn't be here today if our ancestors hadn't had the capacity and the skills to take care of themselves and their communities using the resources in the natural world around them and their own two hands. My name is Wonia Tebow of Buckskin Revolution and Alone Season 6, and I started Buckskin Revolution not just to empower people with a wider range of skills to meet their basic needs, but also to inspire them with a sense of fulfillment and connection that comes with living a little closer to the earth and using our bodies, our minds, and our very DNA for what they evolved to do, to help us thrive without the need for modern technology and industry. If that sounds appealing to you, I hope you'll join me for the Fall 2020 Buckskin Revolution Online Skills Gathering, an 8-week learning experience designed to work within any schedule. It involves pre-recorded classes, live interactive sessions, and online community learning support from both myself and your fellow students. The need for these skills has never been more pressing, and Buckskin Revolution is working hard to bring them to you. I hope you can join us.
Get connected with yourself and the world around you at buckskinrevolution.com.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience, like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dang nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl Not Spiegelman.
Join us every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MutinyRadio.fm for
Let's Watch a Full-Length Movie on
YouTube. We watch the best movies that aren't they good?
Well, they're chosen by
Here's his theme song again. Bye.
Okay, bye. Watch a full-length movie on
San Francisco, what are you doing this week? Come join Mutiny Radio Presents for four different comedy shows supporting local businesses in the Mission District and beyond. On Sunday, join us in the Tenderloin at Resolute Wine Bar, 678 Geary, for Barrel of Laughs at Resolute, an amazing comedy show with the best wines curated by Resolute. On Wednesdays, join us at Asiento at and 21st and Bryant for dinner and a show at Asiento. Delicious tapas, incredible drinks, hilarious comedy. Wednesday nights at 7:30. On Fridays at 7 o'clock, join us.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Okay, keep talking. We got to do the mic check, the sound
okay.
levels.
Test, test.
Test.
Anal queef.
All right, we're good. All right, here comes my theme music. We're on.